The news that Colin Powell had died of COVID complications came as a shock to many. Powell had been battling cancer, but was fully vaccinated. A sad reminder that the vaccine doesn't always offer full immunity against the disease. Immediately, the tributes to the retired four-star general poured in.
He's not only a dear friend and a patriot, one of our great military leaders and a man of overwhelming decency.
And I believe Secretary Powell's years as a soldier are what made him such an exceptional diplomat. He knew that war and military action should always be a last resort.
And Iraq's behavior show that...
As Secretary of State, under President George W. Bush, Powell will be remembered as the person who made the case to the world in 2003 that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, a key justification for the American invasion of Iraq. It was a claim he later regretted.
You know, to his credit, he was accountable. You know, he admitted, you know, his mistakes, you know, later. That is not something that we've heard across the Bush national security team.
On Monday, Bush issued a statement pointing out that Powell was so respected, he earned the Presidential Medal of Freedom twice. Powell, a Vietnam veteran, served most of his life in the U.S. military before he entered politics. As the first African-American Secretary of State, he set an example for those who came after him.
The Senate appropriate.
The first black president, Barack Obama, said Powell never denied the role that race played in his own life and in our society more broadly. But he also refused to accept that race would limit his dreams.
He has been my mentor for a number of years. He always made time for me, and I could always go to him with tough issues.
Colin Powell served multiple Republican presidents, but later in life endorsed Democratic candidates for president. He put duty to country above allegiance to any political party. Yet another reason that in a divided United States, Americans from the right and left are honoring the example set by Colin Powell. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, Washington.
General Mark Kimmitt is a former Assistant Secretary of State for Political Military Affairs under President George W. Bush. He worked under Colin Powell and says the relationships with peers will forever be part of his legacy.
He was everything that the eulogies and the admiration that is being spoken about him is. He was larger than life, but he had a humility and a care for the individual that I think you rarely see either in senior government officials or senior military. So that's what I'll always remember about him, the way he had that individual touch with people of much lower ranks than he. But again, this is a guy whose ego was very, very low. He probably said to himself, I regret doing this. I made a mistake. But for people like him that don't have a great concern about his place in history, I think he got over it quite quickly. His legacy will be that UN speech that he made in 2003. But I think those of us that have served in the military and admire what he has done and what he meant for a generation of soldiers, particularly black and African-American soldiers that realized there were no limits inside the military for them and others of their race, that's what he'll be remembered for.